Gazzy.
How are you doing?
I have my radio's down, and I just got it installed in the car last night.
It sounded pretty good, a little scratchy, but pretty good. I can read every word you say.
If it's his new car, the install quite as good as it has before. So how y'all doing? How's Mama doing getting around?
Around her therapy. She had a lot killed her yesterday. She'll be sore today. She's doing okay. Not running fever or anything like that. But I've been trying to take care of her.
What you got to do, and I'll be honest with you, I ain't never had any fun in therapy, so it always felt like they were trying to kill me.
That's the way it seems. Actually, they took her down the steps yesterday. Well, the young lady did. Took her down the steps and helped her get in the car, but she's not ready to ride around yet.
I'll wait till she gets used to it, I guess. She'll be ready whenever time comes.
Yes, she will. How y'all doing?
Good. We're trying to get everything done. I think it's been a busy week. I know Andrea, she had Bunko Monday, and Tuesday we had Boy Scouts. Last night there was something going on at church, so she was gone. Not used to having everybody gone all the time, so tonight's supposed to be a little more calm, I believe. So that'll be good. I'm just ready for Christmas break to come on.
I bet you are. But I don't know. It's been wild lately. Seems like running around every which way, not getting anything, just feeling tired. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's always days like that.
Like it's been a couple of weeks like that.
What got you up at 5:30 in the morning?
That's last night, and I woke up a while ago. So I'm in here getting ready to start the coffee.
Yeah, my coffee's waiting on me. I fix mine, and then as it cools down on the way to work, I don't drink until I finally get there. So it'll be comfortable enough to drink by that point.
Yeah, I heard that. I've been listening to the net on the head repeater. Man, they got good net going on every night.
I'm good. I've always been bad about not checking in. I don't know. It's just never been my thing to check in. I'll do it every once in a while, or I've done it online. You know, you can check in online, like, you know, you can't make the net. But I've never been consistent to be on every night and check in.
Actor, well, it's, I had a rag cheese session at the net. And Gary, him and another guy, I think his name was Bobby, they were talking about the long range talking, and I think Bobby was saying he talked to a guy in Australia in Korea and stuff like that, and that's fascinating to listen to them talk.
Conversations that go on sometimes, so, but yeah, it's not bad. Now that you can stay up a little later, you can always check in.
So, it's been hard to check in because I didn't go to bed early. That kind of puts a damper on it.
Yeah, mine's always been the loud house, you know. Every time it come up my turn to check in, it was always like somebody's hollering or screaming or, you know, having a loud conversation. It's like it ain't worth it.
I say that too. It gets a little loud in here just being heard.
Tyler, he's done been all in all his presents, and, you know, Shane, he just looks at his and then waits, because the bad part is, he's a lot like me. If he messes with it too much, he can get a really good idea of what it might be, and, you know, it just kind of ruins it. So, you know, I always hated that. If I could really guess what it is, and, you know, Tyler, if you ever give him a pack of Legos, he knows exactly what that is. I need to find something one day that's not Legos that makes the same sound.
Let's see. KL4C, KC4C, HIV.
For it, I'm ready for the time off. That's the most important part, that and just spending time with the family. We're going to try to go find some snow again this year. We hadn't done that in several years. So if there's any close by, we're going to go try to find it. KO4CM.
I don't want to find any snow. That don't feel me the way it used to.
I'm just tired of their opinion, and I'm okay with that. I just wouldn't mind seeing a little bit. It ain't got to stick around long, just long enough to cover everything up, maybe do a little bit of sledding in it, and then it can go. I'm okay with that, too.
You know, I like the hotter weather. I enjoy my two wheels.
Yeah.
True, I'm going to be making my coffee and be careful out there on the road. And I love you. Be safe and free for a while.
For that coffee, we'll see you in, I guess, about a week. So if we don't come up here earlier than that. Y'all have a good one, and tell everybody love them, and y'all have a good one. 73KO4, see ya. I'll be standing by.
See ya. I'll be standing by also.
Speak. How you been?
Good. I got my car file in. I got the radio put in it last night. I was sitting around the house going, man, I got to, you know, about to fall asleep. And I was like, you know, I need to go ahead and throw my radio in the car.
Had a little itty bitty tiny bit of noise in your background. I don't know if it's just road noise or if it's electrical.
Could be my antenna as well. I got to replace it. That little MFJ's taken a beating over the years through the, sticking out of the window, and I think the outer housing's cracked a little bit, so I'm going to try to order a new one.
Yeah, and it's definitely just road noise and stuff coming through, but yeah, no, it sounds good. How's the reception on it? Do you think that there's any kind of interference or anything from the car?
It sounds like I'm talking on my other radio. I mean, it's a little Yaesu I got sitting here, so, I mean, it's just about the same as it always has been, so I don't hear anything from the car coming through whenever somebody else is transmitting and when I'm hearing a repeater, so it's I'm surprised.
Experience as well with the EV is there's no noise whatsoever, like none. I can go out there with my FDR, plug it in the antenna, turn the car on, the noise floor doesn't go anywhere.
Because I know at one point in time when they had talked about us starting to build EVs, they were trying to plan in, like, shielding in the dash area, you know, adding additional shielding against any interference that it might generate. But I don't know. I mean, this radio doesn't seem like it's really doing a whole lot, and that's surprising with the electric motors going.
Pleasantly surprised, call it, that, I got my EV, put my radio in it, and, for a while I thought I was getting stuff from the car, but then I figured out my antennas just didn't have good grounding, so I got some ground coupling pads for it, and that just cleared everything up.
You could have a lot to do with mine, because mine's just on that little strip of roof that sits between the window and the sunroof. I just kind of plop it up there, and as soon as I get off here on my exit here in a second, I'll rip it back off like I used to.
The antennas on your released car, do they?
Nothing on these cars. You can't put magnetic stickers. They don't like you to do the window hangers. You know, people used to do that for football season, and, man, they squashed all that stuff.
Trick.
I know, but it's their cars. I guess I can't complain. But, so I just do what I do. So they get off my exit, I take it off the top of it. I mean, there's no rule that specifically says antennas, but yeah, I don't want to push my luck with them.
Looking perfect in the parking lot at the plant, I guess.
But at least resale, too, because technically BMW North America owns the cars, and we lease from them, and we work for BMW. No, I'm sorry. It's really weird. We don't, BMW Manufacturing Corporation, we lease from BMW North America. So it's a really weird thing, even though we're part of the same company.
Yeah, I mean, we're a giant company, too, and we have many, many different divisions. Like, I technically work for Tektronix Cordless GPE, even though it's TTI for something else, and then it's like we have, you know, 47 different other companies in there, so I get it.
It's a little weird once you get into these corporations that are split up different ways and stuff like that, so. It is what it is, but yeah, I'm loving the car. I mean, it's great. The only thing, you know, I'm still losing mileage every day because I can't charge it just yet at the level two, but it's coming. I went ahead and did that Duke Energy thing, and I'm going to pay $200-something out of pocket, and the guy's supposed to come. It's come from Charlotte to get it done, so it's crazy, but I'll take it.
What's on it?
$100-something he's charging Duke Center, just paying $1,200-something, and I got paid $200-something out of pocket.
I think mine was, I paid for the charger. I think I paid $600 for my charger, and then my electrician charged me, I think, another $600 to run the, he ran some, I think it was number two aluminum, or maybe it was number zero, I can't remember which, but he ran into one of those RV panels that we put on the side of my house. And so I've got the charger's at Courtney's house and the RV panel's at my house, but I think it was like $1,100 at Courtney's, and I think it was like $600 at my house, because I didn't put a charger in at my house, I just used a little plug-in thing that came in the car.
With the 110, but the BMW one you get comes with the both cords, so you can hook it to the NEMA 1450 or the 120-volt outlet, so. Well, Eric, I gotta get off the radio. I'm gonna get this antenna off the top of the car and pull in the parking lot here in just a second. So, you have a good one, be safe, and hope we'll holler at you another morning. KO4CF, and I'll be clear when you find
me. Hey, this morning. I hope you have a great day and safe one in there. But yeah, if I don't talk to you next week, have a great Christmas with your family, and we'll catch you a little bit later. So, W2JKT 73.